Vidya. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid. Before we begin, remember you can listen to the show in three ways. On the radio, of course, on 1550 AM. Then you can go on to radiozindagi.com and click on the live stream button. And you can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. Also, if you want to participate on the show, please go to safarikidca.com to register. That's safarikidca.com. That's where we have our registration form as well. And also the archives. If you missed a show in the past and want to go back and try your hand at answering the questions, that's the place to check it out. So once again, that's safarikidca.com. Okay, I want to give a shout out to the Tiger Cub Scouts from Pack 110 who are visiting our radio station today. The Tiger Cubs have been doing some exciting things recently. Recently, like visiting a fire station, watching an Oakland A's game and going to the Kids and Kites Festival in Fremont. And they're also visiting our station today to learn how radio works. So welcome to Anand, Neil, Nikhil, Nishil, Pranav, Rishabh, Rohan, Siddhant and Yash. If you're listening, I hope you play along with our contestants in the studio today. And you absolutely must call in, try your luck at winning some of our listener prizes. We have a listener round at the end of each of our studio rounds where we ask the listeners a question and you get to call in and try your luck and answer the question right. And then from all the correct answers, we give out one prize. We do a raffle and we give out a prize. Okay, with that, let's go over the rules one more time. We have three segments of 10 questions each on three different topics. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. If the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed could not answer the question, you can choose to pass. And there's no penalty for passing a question if the question has already been passed to you. Okay, and we know we have a listener question at the end of each round, so let's quickly go and meet our contestants in the studio today. Today's contestants are Prisha, Abhinav and Ronak. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Let's talk to Prisha a little bit. Hi, Prisha.
Hi.
Oh, good, I can hear you. So tell me, Prisha, tell me a little bit about yourself. Which school do you go to?
I go to Hind Hills Elementary School.
Which city is that in?
San Ramon.
In San Ramon. So we have a contestant from San Ramon. Excellent. So Prisha, tell me a little bit about your extracurricular activities or hobbies.
My hobbies are being with my friends in my nature club, and I'm making a small amusement park, and I like doing that.
Oh, wow. You make your own amusement park? Like
a
you have obstacles?
One. No, like...
Oh, like you build
like
one?
Activities.
Oh, okay. Like, give me an example.
Like, we're trying to find small insects that have interesting facts, and my friend has a bucket, so we catch it and learn a little about it, and then we're going to make cards, and people have to pick the right one, and then the cards are theirs.
So you have a little nature, a little zoo, mini terrarium in your backyard?
Not in my backyard.
But in your friends? So you have a little nature club where everybody meets to discuss animals? Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish I had an animal round today. That would have been so much fun, huh? You must come back and I'll promise I'll have an animal question round for you then. Okay, our next contestant is Abhinav. Abhinav is a returning champion. Welcome back, Abhinav. Abhinav, you've been sick for a long time.
Yes, I have.
What happened to you?
Well, I had allergies.
Allergies are a pain. Were you sneezing a lot?
Yes.
So when you sneeze a lot, I guess it's hard to do other stuff, right?
Yes.
Were you just lying in bed feeling sorry for yourself?
I was lying in bed, but I don't think I was feeling sorry for myself.
Good for you. Did you get to watch extra rations of TV?
Yes.
Yay! So what shows did you watch? What are your favorite shows to watch on TV? Because I bet you don't get to watch a whole lot.
I watch sports.
Oh, you watch sports?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've been watching the Warriors games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not playing anymore.
I know. They lost. What a tragedy. Well, Abhinav, I know your buzzer skills are excellent, so I've been warning the other contestants to be really, really, really careful with their buzzer. So let's go to our third and last contestant. Her name is Ronak. Welcome to the show, Ronak.
Hi.
Hi, and speak closer to the mic so everybody at home can hear you. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Ronak.
Well, I go to Fairlands. It's in Pleasanton, and one of my hobbies are dance.
Oh, you dance? Which kind of dance?
Bollywood.
Oh, so do you go take a Bollywood class?
Yeah, and I just had a performance
Wonderful. What song did you guys dance to?
From Mission Kashmir, Rind Poshamal and Sach Tachke.
Oh, lovely. Oh, I wish we were on TV so she could show us some of her moves, right? Do you sing too?
No.
No? What a pity. Otherwise, I would have caught you. Okay, so we are ready to start our contest for today. Before that, I had one more housekeeping item. I wanted to mention a terrific program offered by Safari Kid. It's called the Young Leaders Academy, and it's offered to kids as young as 5 all the way up to high school. And it's a summer program, I think, and it's something that you really should check out if you're interested in your children learning to be confident leaders of tomorrow. The next open house is on June 2nd at 3 p.m. at the Safari Kid's Newark location. That's 34899 Newark Boulevard, Newark, California. Do go to safarikidca.com to see if there's more information on that. And I believe they have a Facebook page as well. It's called the Young Leader Academy. Okay, kids, are you ready? Hands on buzzers. Our first category is kids' books. Oh, by the way, the three categories for today are kids' books, ancient gods, and we have an absolute brand new category called audio clues, where I'll be playing clips of people or characters, and the kids have to guess who it is based on what they hear. And I hope that it's a trial, so please bear with us. We'll see how well that goes. But first, let's go to our kids' books category. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Okay. William Steig's story about a green ogre became a very successful series of movies.
Shrek.
Shrek is right. 10 points to Abhinav. I was going to say name the ogre. Very good. Question number 2. This famous author wrote Where the Wild Things Are and In the Night Kitchen. Where the Wild Things Are. He recently passed away. He was a wonderful man who had these amazing drawings. And I remember, and it was the funniest thing, Michael, you know, Where the Wild Things Are. Actually, I'm not sure how many words it has. Not a whole lot of words, but my kids really enjoyed the pictures. But I see the kids don't remember. Did you guys read it? Where the Wild Things Are?
I've seen the movie.
You've seen the movie? Well, the author's name is Maurice Sendak. Maurice Sendak. Okay. Question number 3. In Beatrix Potter's The Tale of Peter Rabbit, name any one of Peter's sister rabbits. Name any one of Peter's sisters. No? Prisha, remember? I see you're trying to remember. Well, I know only two. Flopsy and Mopsy. Remember? Flopsy, Mopsy. Who's the third one? Well, maybe one of our callers can let us know. Okay. Question number 4. Finish the name of this Roald Dahl book. James and the Giant.
Peach.
You can't. Okay, you have to buzz, and whoever's question buzzes. So buzz quickly so that you're. Yeah, that way. Exactly. Abhinav's question. Abhinav's buzzer lit up first. He answered Peach. So 10 more points to Abhinav. Yes, everybody has to get a hang of the buzzer. Okay. Question number 5. In Charlotte's Web, what kind of animal is Wilbur?
Pig.
You can't answer, Ronak. You have to wait. Yes.
Pig.
A pig is right. Again, you have to wait for your buzzer. Whose buzzer lights up first will get to answer first. Got it, Ronak? Okay. This time, Prisha got it right. She gets 10 points. Okay. Question number 6. In the classic story Pinocchio, what is Pinocchio's biggest wish?
To be a real human.
To be a little boy. Correct. 10 points to Prisha. Well done. Okay, question number 7. The main character of this series of books is named Greg Heffley. The books are in the form of diaries. And yes.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid is right. That was a good guess, Abhinav. Question number 8. And you can see Abhinav still has his allergies. Question number 8. Name the central female character of the Hunger Games series. Abhinav buzzed in first. 5 points from Abhinav. Question passes to Ronak.
Pass.
Question passes. Prisha.
Katniss.
That's right. Katniss Everdeen. 5 points to Prisha. Question number 9. In the Percy Jackson series by Rick Riordan, who is Percy's real father?
Poseidon.
Poseidon is right. 10 points to Abhinav. Question number 10. Mary Pope Osborne wrote this series of books featuring time-traveling siblings Jack and Annie. Yes, Abhinav.
The Magic Tree House.
Magic Tree House is right. 10 points to Abhinav. Wow, we went through those 10 questions really fast. So now it's time for our listener questions. We'll find out how the kids in the studio did after the break. But first, the listener question, for which our phone number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And here's our listener question in kids books category, in the kids books category. This lovable monkey was a creation of H.A. Ray and his wife Margaret Ray. He lived with a man with a yellow hat. This lovable monkey was a creation of H.A. Ray and his wife Margaret Ray. He lived with a man with a yellow hat. Yes, we already have our first caller, Michael. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
My name is Aditi.
Aditi?
And I want to join.
Tell me, Aditi, what's the answer?
What was the question?
Ooh, you have to listen to the question and then call. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Sabina.
Yes, Sabina. What's your answer?
Curious George.
Sabina says Curious George. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello, you're on the air.
Ronit.
And what's your answer, Ronit?
Curious George.
Ronit says Curious George. The question, let me repeat it for the people who didn't know. This lovable monkey was the creation of H.A. Ray and his wife Margaret Ray. He lived with a man with a yellow hat. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, this is Anish.
Anish? Yes, Anish.
My answer is Curious George.
Thank you, Anish. Next caller. Welcome to the
Hello?
Safari Quiz Show. Yes, you're on air.
Hello, my name is Samrit, and the answer is Curious George.
And your name is Samrit?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Samrit. Hi, you're on air.
Hello, my name is Istuti Garola.
Istuti? Tell me, Istuti, what's your answer?
Yes, and the answer is the monkey's name is Curious George.
Thank you, Istuti. You're on air.
Hello,
yes.
My name is Madhav, and the answer is Curious George.
Thank you, Madhav. You're on air. Who's this?
Hello, this is Anu.
Anu?
Yeah.
Okay. Anoop or Anu?
Anu.
Okay. And your answer?
My answer is Curious George.
Thank you, Anu. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
My name is Arush.
Arush?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your answer, Arush?
Yeah.
What's it, your answer?
Curious George.
Thank you, Arush. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is Curious George.
Thank you, Shivam. Hang on, Michael. Let's just take a look at... this is the last call for this question. Okay, who's on air?
Hi, my name is Shraddha.
Hi, Shraddha.
And my answer is Curious George.
Thank you, Shraddha. So we come to the 10th question of this round. So we are going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who won the listener round as well as what the points in the studio are. And of course, the answer to the question was indeed Curious George. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. You're listening to Vidya and the Safari Quiz Show. We've just finished our first round, which was the kids' books round. The kids did well, though Ronak, I think, still getting the hang of the buzzer system. We did a little practice during the break, so hopefully she does a little better today. But before we go to see how the contestants in the studio are doing in terms of points, let's see who the winner of our listener round was. And that is Ronit. Congratulations, Ronit. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention the question and the answer as well as your name and address so we can send the prize to you. Okay, let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Prisha, how many points do you have? The red ones are 10s and the white ones are 5. 25. How many points does Abhinav have?
I have 45.
Abhinav is holding up his reputation as a champion and has 45 points. Let's see how Ronak is doing. Ronak, how many points do you have?
0.
That's okay. We still have 20 more questions to go. This is anybody's game. We just have to buzz in faster, right? So first we buzz We see whose light lit up here, and accordingly, that person answers. Got it? Okay. Let's go to our second round, which is the ancient gods. Ready for our first question? Everybody with their hands on the buzzers. Pluto was a Roman god of the underworld, who was the Greek equivalent.
Hades
is right. I know Abhinav likes Roman mythology, Greek mythology, right? Yeah, so that was Roman. Hades. Had I asked you the question the reverse way, Abhinav, would you have been able to answer? Oh, lucky for you. Okay, question number two. This sun god had the same name in Greek and Roman mythology.
Apollo.
Oh, okay, I'm going to give you points, Rana, but you have to buzz. Wait for me to...
Okay.
But you got it right. 10 points. Yay, Ronak begins her account with 10 points. And that was a tough question to answer. That was excellent. Okay, question number four. Oh, no, question number three. Who is the Hindu goddess of wealth?
Lakshmi.
Lakshmi is right. 10 points to Abhinav. Question number four. How many eyes does Shiva, the god of destruction, have? Yes, three eyes. Shiva is famous for his third eye. They say that if it opens, the world will end because it will just get burnt up. The ultimate nuclear missile. Question number five. What animal does Ganesha, the lord of new beginnings, ride?
Elephant. No.
That was a wrong question. 5 points from Abhinav. Question passes. Remember, what animal does Ganesha, the god of new beginnings, ride? Question passes to Ronak.
Elephant?
No, he is an elephant. So 5 points from Ronak. Question passes to Prisha.
Mice.
A mouse. A rat. Yes. 5 points to Prisha. Well done. Okay, question number six. Name the Viking god of thunder.
Thor.
Thor is right. Made popular by the Avengers movie and the Thor movie. Okay, question number seven. Which other Norse god, known as a trickster god, featured...
Loki.
Featured in the Avengers movie. Exactly, Loki. Okay, question number eight. This might require a little bit of an educated guess, but let's see how the kids do. Izanami and Inanagi are the Shinto gods who are considered the parents of all people in which country?
Japan.
Japan is right. Good guess, Abhinav. The Shinto god. Shinto being one of the popular religions of Japan. Question number nine. Wow, we're zipping through this one too. Ra is the sun god of which civilization?
Egyptian.
10 points for Abhinav. Question number 10. Kronos and Rhea, the parents of Olympian gods and goddesses like Zeus and Hera, were this kind of immortal beings.
Titans.
Wow, I think Abhinav fairly swept that round. But we'll see what the points are like after the break. Let's go to our listener question. Our phone number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. It's time for our listener question. Name this half-human, half-lion avatar of Vishnu. Name this half-human, half-lion avatar of Vishnu. I know you know it, Abhinav, but you don't get to answer. It's for our listener. Kids, first caller on the line. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Akansha, and the answer is Nashima.
Thank you, Akansha. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Narasimha.
Well, what's your name? What's your name?
Ria.
Thank you, Ria. Let's go to our next caller and their parents. What's your on the air? Who's this?
My name is Istuti.
Yes, Istuti. And what's your answer?
Narsingh.
Thank you, Narsingh. Yes, it's he's Narsingh. Is another version of Narsimha. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ronit.
Yes, Ronit.
Narsimha is the answer.
Thank you, Ronit. You're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Shamita, and the answer is Narsimha.
Thank you, Shamita. We have had a Shamit. Now we have a Shamita. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Gaurav.
Yes, Gaurav. Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Sabina.
And answer is?
Narasimha.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Akash.
Akash. And what's the answer, Akash?
Love you, Mom.
Thank you, Akash. Let's see. We have two more calls to go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Isha, and I think the answer is nursing.
Thank you, Isha. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ignore.
Hi, Ignore. What's your answer?
Nurseema.
Thank you, Ignore. I think we have all the callers for this round done. Don't worry if you've missed an opportunity. We'll have one more question for you at the end of the third round. And with that, let's go on a break. And when we come back, we'll look at all the scores and see who won our listener question for the second round. Jeja, Sawal Kieja. Jeja, Sawal Kieja. This is the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host, Vidya, sitting here with Prisha, Abhinav and Ronak as we come to the last round of our episode. But before we go and check the scores, I just want to mention that Safari Kid, who sponsors this show, has a number of branches all over the Bay Area, and they have excellent after-school programs as well as preschool programs. So if you want to check them out, do go to safarikidca.com to see where the locations are and what their programs are. And I want to also mention that they have a brand new location opening at Pleasanton. In fact, one of our contestants is from Pleasanton, right? And that's Ronak. And so this new location at Pleasanton is at 5627 Gibraltar Drive, and their first open house starts on May 31st from 1 to 6 p.m. and they have a few other open houses after that. But be sure to go check out this new location if you live somewhere in the area and see what kind of programs they provide. As the ads we've been playing tell you, it's not all about learning, but it's also a lot of enrichment activities like debate and music and chess and all kinds of very, very interesting enrichment opportunities. And of course, I think in the summer, they probably have a quiz module as well. So it might be something for the kids to have a lot of fun in their summer camps as well. Okay, let's see how. Oh, first, let's announce the winner of our listener question challenge. And that is Gaurav. Yay, Gaurav. Well done. Congratulations on being lucky. Your name was picked by Abhinav, and please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com with your name, address, the question and answer so we can get your prize to you right away. I also want to give a shout out to Milind, who called during the break and thanked us for putting on a good show. It's really nice to hear from listeners. This is why we do the show, and I'm happy that people are listening to the show and enjoying the show. So thank you so much, Milind. Okay, so now we come to the scores in the studio. Prisha, what's your score?
30.
Prisha has 30. Abhinav, how much do you have?
I have 120.
Yikes. Abhinav has a very, very commanding lead, though the game is by no means over. Ronak, how many points do you have?
5.
Yay. So Ronak got a question right and tried another question, and we really like that. You should take chances and try, absolutely. Okay. So let's go to our audio clues round. This is a tricky round. This is the first time we're doing it, so please bear with us if we stumble a little bit. But I think the kids will have a lot of fun with it. Michael, are we ready for the first clue?
Yes, we are.
Okay, let's go. Be good. That is not our first clue, Michael. I wish it was. It sounds very pleasant. It is our first clue. Had a very Indian beat, though. Okay, stop. You can stop that, Michael. Okay, name the character in that. Who's singing in that little song? Wow, that is a little red Sesame Street character. Yes.
Elmo.
Elmo is right. That is Elmo's voice. Okay, we did have our first clue. Honestly, Michael, I didn't even figure that out because the beat sounded like when Hindi Bollywood music was going to start. Okay, let's go to our second. Again, name. Wait. Before we start, you have to name the person speaking in this clip.
It was a creed written into the founding documents.
Name the speaker.
Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King? That is wrong. 5 points from Prisha. Question passes to Abhinav. You want to listen to a little more of the clip? Okay.
It was a creed written into the founding documents that declared the destiny of a nation. Yes, we can.
who got famous for saying the words, yes, we can? Mm-hmm. Ronak. Obama is right. 10 points. No, actually, the question passes to Ronak. So it's 5 points to Ronak. Good job. Okay, question number 3. Again, name the person speaking in this clip.
One small step for man.
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong is right.
Man.
That is an actual transmission from the Apollo spacecraft when it landed on the moon. Okay, question number 4. Audio clip number 4. Again, name the character who's speaking. SpongeBob is right, Ronak. Well done. 10 points to Ronak. Good job. Okay, question number 5. Now, clip number 5. I keep saying question. Okay, go for it.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have...
No peeking, Abhinav.
Martin Luther King.
Yeah. Are you able to look at the...
No, I heard I have a dream.
I have a dream.
Yeah.
That is right. Martin Luther King. That was the first... You got that, right? You know why, Prisha, you thought that the first one is Martin Luther King? Because President Obama actually adopts a lot of those cadences, the style of speaking when he's making a speech, because it's a very effective way of talking. So he unconsciously or consciously mimics a lot of the style of Martin Luther King. So it's a very, very natural mistake. Okay, name this singer.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal.
Girls?
Go ahead and sound.
I know
the song. You know the song. It's Rolling in the Deep. No. Adele. You didn't hear any songs? Oh dear, okay. Alright, let's go to see who's... name the central character from this theme you're going to listen.
Gryffindors, follow me please. Keep up.
Who's...
Harry Potter.
That's right.
The first word was all I did.
Yeah, Gryffindor. And you know who's talking, right? Okay, let's go to our next clip. This has been a fun round, huh, Michael?
Yes. Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough.
Who's the bad guy?
He told me to kill
him. No, I am your father.
Say what?
No, not the say what, but who's the bad guy in that? He's saying this guy's... Yes, let's repeat it. Michael, let's try and stop before this say word.
What happened to your father?
He told me enough. He told me to kill him.
No, I am your father.
Oh, Darth Vader?
Darth Vader is right. 10 points to Abhinav. Darth Vader. And, you know, it's very popular mistake is that he says, Luke, I am your father. But actually, he never says that. He says, no, I am your father to something that Luke Skywalker says. So that's a very popular misquote. It's not Luke, I'm your father, but he says, no, I'm your father, which is why that's Stewie from, which show is that, Family Guy says, say what? Okay, let's listen to our next clip and identify the speaker.
There is an indefinable, mysterious power that pervades everything. I feel it, though I do not see it. It is this unseen power which makes itself felt and yet defies all proof, because it is so unlike all that I perceive through my senses.
This is the father of the Indian nation.
Gandhi.
Gandhi is right. 10 points to Ronak. Well done. Okay. And our last clue before we go to our listener question, our last clue for this episode. Let's listen. Identify the speaker.
We need it. Must have proof.
Gollum.
Gollum from Lord of the Rings. That's right.
I thought one
must have precious. Yeah.
Okay, with that we come to the end of our hour. Michael, good job. Thank you so much for managing that. Well done. That was an absolute fun round, and I wish I was the one playing and not the one setting the questions. All right, so now we are ready for our listener clue. So let's listen to that, and then I'll offer another additional clue. Before that, quickly, let me give out the phone number again. 510-770-1550. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show, and here is our audio clue for our last listener question.
It's been a long haul. 17 races, either heats or finals, over 8 days, winning 8 gold medals. And that was enough to beat the 7-1-1 Olympics by Mark Spitz in 1972.
So which athlete are we talking about? I need the name of the athlete who won 8 gold medals to beat Mark Spitz's previous record. That was our audio clue. And, oh my goodness, the phones are lighting up. Let's go to our first call. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Oops. Michael, this is really hard. So let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashu. Michael Phelps.
And give me your name again.
Ashu.
Ashu. Okay. Thank you, Ashu. Ashu thinks it's Michael Phelps. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav.
Yes, Gaurav.
And the answer is Usain Bolt.
Gaurav thinks it's Usain Bolt. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Istuti.
Yes, Istuti. What's your answer?
Michael Phelps.
Istuti thinks Michael Phelps. So we have Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina.
Yes, Sabina.
Can you replay the sound?
I guess we could.
It's been a long haul. 17 races, either heats or finals, over 8 days, winning 8 gold medals, and that was enough to beat the 7-1-1 Olympics by Mark Spitz in 1972.
And Sabina, what's your answer, quickly?
Michael Phelps.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, this is Shivam, and the answer is Michael Phelps.
Shivam says Michael Phelps. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name's Cameron, and the answer is Michael Phelps.
I didn't get your name, so tell me your name again.
Samrit. It's
Samrit. Samrit. Okay, yes. You called earlier. Samrit. Got it. All right, let's go to our next caller. Can you turn the radio down? What's your name?
My name is Vishrut, and I think the answer is Michael Phelps.
Vishrut says Michael Phelps. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ignore.
And what's your answer, Ignore?
Michael Phelps.
Ignore also thinks it's Michael Phelps. Yeah, go ahead. Next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. My name is Eshna, and the answer is Michael Phelps.
Thank you, Eshna. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Ronit.
Ronit. And what's your answer, Ronit?
Michael Phelps.
Michael who?
Michael Phelps.
Okay, thank you, Ronit. We have last caller for this round. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, this is Anish.
Anish? And Anish?
And my answer is Michael Phelps.
Thank you, Anish. And Anish was our last caller for this audio round. I hope everybody had a lot of fun. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, all the winners. Jieja Sawal Kieja.
I am a safari kid, and my...
Jieja Sawal Kieja! Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We have just finished a fun audio round. And if you missed it, just tuning in, or you'd like to listen to the clues again, we'll be putting up the archive soon on safarikidca.com. So please do go there and check the site out and click on the quiz show page, and you'll find the archives. You'll find the registration form. So I want a lot of our regular listeners to try your luck in the studio too. It's a lot of fun, and I think even when kids come in a little bit nervous, they have such a blast when they finish the show that they always want to come back. So Be sure to register. Go to safarikidca.com and register to participate in one of our future shows. Also, we give out prizes to our contestants in the studio, and we give out prizes to the listeners, and we'd love to give out better prizes. So if you're a parent listening to the show, or a relative, and you think that this is a show that you'd be interested in sponsoring, please do get in touch with me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. The money will all go into prizes for the kids, and it's a great, return on your investment, because this show is a really popular show and listened to by a lot of kids and their parents. So if you're interested in sponsoring the show, do get in touch with me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. With that, let's see who won our audio clue round. The answer was Michael Phelps, and the winner is Sabina. Sabina, you're going to be overdosing on ice cream. Do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, and a coupon will be on its way to you right away. Remember to send in your name, your address, the question, and the answer. Let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Prisha, how many points do you have?
35.
Prisha has 35 points. Abhinav has...
I have 170 points.
Yikes. Abhinav really scored big on even the audio clue round. But our youngest contestant here, Ronak, also did really well in our audio round. How many points do you have, Ronak?
30.
Very good job, Ronak. Well done. And our winner, let's give a big round of applause for our winner, Abhinav. Abhinav, you think your allergies are going to stop you from coming back and trying your luck next time?
No,
you're coming back, huh? You love the show and you love the prizes. And we love to have you back. That's all for today's episode. This is your host Vidya saying...
Jeja Sawal Jeja!
Yeah.
इसमें है चुकी पूरी एक सदी सारी जिंदगी. तू ना पूछ रास्ते में काहे आए है इस तरह दो राहे. तू ही तो है राह जो सुझाए, तू ही तो है अब जो ये बताए.